Hola, this is Jani and here are my thoughts. Hi, in today's episode, I'll be talking about Korean dramas. Yay! Here are the Korean dramas of 2020, this year, that I have seen so far. But first, how do I leave? Charot, kumanta. How do I decide which drama to watch, diba? Paano ba kayo namimili ng drama na papanoorin nyo? Ako, ito. As much as I want to watch everything, like, sana lahat, diba? Ang dami nating time. alam naman nating imposible yun. So, before I tend to, avoid, iniwasan ko manood ng ongoing dramas. Kasi, syempre, like, everyone feels, nakakabitin siya, na hintay mo siya every week, 2 episodes every week, the next week, di ba? But maybe starting, or since 2016, Descendants of the Sun, I started enjoying watching ongoing series as they air. Parang, ewan ko, parang doon ako nag-start, 2016, ongoings na pinapanood ko. Habang nagmamarathon ako ng mga previous dramas na na-miss out ko or hindi ko napanood while they were airing. So yun, diba, dami ko sinasabi. What I meant to say was, I decide on which ongoing drama to watch based on 3 things, 3 bagay. Genre, actors, and story. Diba? Yun lang. I mean, genre, kasi may mga specific akong genre na gusto. Melodramas, school dramas, medical dramas, ganyan. Then, actors naman, parang, kasi gusto ko yung, siyempre, gusto kong panoorin yung mga paborito kong actors. So, sila Song Hye Kyo, Park Shin Hye, Lee Jong Suk, Yoo Ah In. Parang, pag sila yung nasa palabas, go agad yon. Kahit anong pa yung palabas. Kahit commercial lang yon, charot. Kahit 2 episode lang papanoorin ko. And, minsan nag-abang din ako ng mga promising na rookie actors, yung mga medyo bago pa lang. Like yung mga actors, teen actors sa Sky Castle. After nila mag-Sky Castle, inabangan ko na yung mga follow-up dramas nila. Then, yung story din. So, hindi naman ako limited sa actors and genre lang. Pag nakita ko sa trailer and synopsis na interesting or parang something new, abangers na agad ako. Abangan ko na siya parang monthly. Yes, tunay po. Monthly chine-check ko kung ano yung upcoming drama next month. So, don't judge me. Yun lang naman yung points na tinitingnan ko before I say na papanoorin ko tong drama na to. Di ba? So, moving forward, yes, formalan. Moving forward, what are the 2020 K-dramas I have seen so far and what are my thoughts sa bawat isa? Number one is Hot Stove League. Hot Stove League is a sports drama. Main actor niya is si Nam Gong Min. And I watched this January to February 2020. Meron siyang 16 episodes. And if hindi kayo familiar dun sa Hot Stove League na term, which is ako din umpisa, it's the off-season of a sport. Particularly for this drama, it's baseball. So, yun yung parang time to train, to build a team. Yun yung time nila bago yung mismong season ng games. Yan. So, this K-drama is about a losing team who got a new general manager and found its way back to triumph, to success, after, of course, yung hurdles and struggles nila. So, usually, hindi pa ako nakapanood ng K-drama na nakafocus sa baseball yung story. Kaya na-curious ako and pinanood ko tong K-drama na to. And I'm glad I did kasi ang ganda niya. So ngayon pa sinasabi ko na maganda siya. Very Hollywood feels nung pinanood ko. And since sports drama siya, marami siyang lessons about discipline, loyalty, sportsmanship. Yung ganun. And I really appreciate yung freshness nung idea and nung theme nung palabas. Kaya if you're someone na gusto niya ng fresh or new K-drama to watch, you will like this one. So I'm giving this one
8 over 10. Yay!
Bago pala yung next, gusto ko lang rin i-share. Nung pinapanood ko yung Hot Stove League, after ko siya panoorin, parang ang dami kong natutunan about baseball as a sport. Since sabi ko nga hindi ako nanonood before ng movies or palabas about baseball. Ang dami ko rin palang natutunan dito sa palabas na to, which is great, diba? So, number 2 next, Crash Landing on You. Hashtag Chloe. Yes. I know maraming nakapanood ng palabas na to. It's very much inaabangan para sa 2020 kasi siya yung comeback drama ni Yoon Bin. So, and we all love Yoon Bin. I know. Yoon Bin and So Ye Jin yung main character, I mean actors dito. And I think plus factor din kung ba't ko pinanood tong drama na to is because of the second leads, si Kim Jong Yoon and si So Ji Ye. So, sana tama yung pag-pronounce ko ng names nila. But, there. Gusto ko yung 4 main leads. Poster pa lang. Gusto ko na silang mapanood. So, January to Feb nag-run yung palabas. Or I think December din. Basta ganun. Feb. Until Feb. 16 episodes. It's a rom-com drama led by the top stars Yoon Bin and So Ye Jin. I think ang nagustuhan ko sa kanya is yung characters, cinematography, and ang daming nakakatawang scenes, 'di ba? And yung chemistry ng apat na main leads. Yun yung nagustuhan ko sa kanya. Though para sa akin lang naman. Don't judge me or okay magalit sa akin. But I think medyo may part sa palabas na naging dragging. Doon nag-enjoy pa rin ako kahit dragging siya. And yun lang. Kaya I'm giving this drama 7 out of 10. Pero for me, yung glimpse of Switzerland and yung life sa North Korea, yun naman yung something new dito sa palabas na to. So if you want to enjoy yung feel-good K-drama and with very good visuals, you should watch Crash Landing on You kung hindi mo pa napapanood. Third is Romantic Doctor Teacher Kim Season 2. Yung Season 1 niya nag-run ng 2016 and fresh pa sa akin yung Season 1 kaya pinanood ko tong Season 2. It's a medical drama. Ang main lead niya is si Han Seok-kyu. Isa siya sa, I think, veteran actor siya. Marami na siyang movies before. He's the head doctor dito sa palabas, which is Teacher Kim. Siya si Teacher Kim. And this K-drama is about team or medical team sa isang provincial hospital. So, this one, parang, since sa first season niya, ang nagustuhan ko na dito is ang dami niyang life lessons tsaka ang daming heartwarming episodes. Parang every episode na lang nakakaiyak, ganun. Ganun yung feels dito sa palabas na to. Siguro kasi medical drama siya, so ang daming aspects from nurse, from doctors, from patients, from kamag-anak ng patient. So this one, this season, si Lee Sung-kyung, si Kim Bok-joo from Weightlifting, siya yung isa sa main lead, and si An Yo-seo. So, sila yung two main leads dito sa season 2. So, I'm giving this drama 8.5 over 10. Isa siya sa parang memorable, and like, habang pinapanood ko siya, excited na excited ako for the next episode every time. So, 8.5. And kung mahilig kayo sa mga drama na yung nakakaiyak, na ang daming life lessons, panoorin nyo tong Romantic Doctor Teacher Kim. Simulan nyo sa season 1 para madami. So, yun. So, number 4 na K-drama na napanood ko this 2020 is Kingdom. So, Season 2 na yung pinalabas this March 2020, and it's a zombie historical drama sa Netflix.
Actually, hindi ako mahilig sa zombie na series kasi nakakapagod panoorin na tumatakbo yung mga bida sa palayo sa mga zombie, di ba? For how many episodes. But this one, what I appreciated sa Kingdom since season 1 din, from season 1 and season 2 to season 2, ang nagustuhan ko sa kanya is yung historical aspect niya, yung combining zombies, supernatural to historical, which magaling ang Korean dramas gawin, yung mga historical drama nila. So combining these two elements, enjoy ko siya, and very well made, like every other good quality zombie movies or zombie series, American series ganyan, or it's very well made. Ang ganda ng mga graphics, or ang ganda rin ng itsura ng mga zombie. So, very well made. So, I'm giving this one 7 out of 10. Okay? So, next is Memories. Number 5 is Memories. Ang genre naman ito is crime thriller, supernatural drama. And the leads are Yoo Se-young Ho and Lee Se-young. Lee Se-young. Actually, itong two actors na to, kung isa-search na silang dalawa, meron silang mga magagandang palabas. Kaya, inabangan ko yung tandem nila sa Memories. Kasi, this drama is about, webtoon-based siya, about a detective with supernatural power. So, yun si Yoo Se-young Ho, yung lead na lalaki. Siya yung may supernatural power dito. And yung power niya is when he touch someone, nakikita niya yung memories nung tao na yon. So, tas yung lead girl naman is a young driven profiler. And yung tandem nilang dalawa, so pareha silang nasa parang investigative or detective side ng police. So, may hinahabol silang serial killer sa palabas na to. So, ang ganda lang nung tandem nilang dalawa. And hindi siya hinaluan ng sobrang romance. Naka-focus siya dun sa story mismo. Kaya, parang every episode, takinak sa puso. Pero, sobrang, exciting. And, nakaka-hook siya. Parang, may mga brutal or may mga, may mga sensitive scenes lang, pero I think plus factor siya nung pagka-dark nung palabas. And every episode parang may nire-reveal siya from the past, episode by episode. So, parang napagtatagpi-tagpi mo yung mga nangyayari. So, I'm giving this one 8 over 10. And this one pala, nag-air siya March to April. So, meron siyang 16 episodes. Kaya kung mahilig ka sa mga exciting, yung mga thriller na palabas, magugustuhan mo tong Memories. Okay? Next one is 365 Repeat the Year. So, eto din, drama na to is a crime thriller, supernatural drama. But ano naman siya, may pagka butterfly effect. Kung alam niyo yung movie na Butterfly Effect, magugustuhan nyo itong palabas na to. Ang leads niya is si Nam Ji-yoon and Lee Jun-yuk. So, very favorite ko si Nam Ji-yoon. Lahat ng palabas niya, pinapanood ko. Kaya sinubaybayan ko itong palabas na to. So, this one is a mystery crime drama, as I've said, na based naman siya sa Japanese novel about 10 persons or 10 individuals na bumalik sila sa past 1 year back. As in, exactly 1 year back, bumalik sila. And gusto kasi nilang itama yung mga mali nila or may mga gusto silang ayusin sa life nila. So, nag-decide silang bumalik sa past. Kaso lang, dahil sa decision na lang yun, ang dami rin nangyaring kakaiba kasi bumalik sila sa past eh. So, panoorin nyo na lang. Charot. I mean, yun lang yung ma-share ko kasi ayoko mag-share masyado ng spoilers. But if you like that kind of theme na about mystery and supernatural, about making things right, ganon, magugustuhan mo to. So, this one, I'm giving this 8 over 10. Kasi kahit hindi siya romance drama, sinasabi ko na hindi siya romance drama, sobrang nakaka-hook siya. And 12 episodes lang siya. Sobrang sad ko. 12 episodes lang siya. So, there. That's Repeat the Year. So, next, 7 and 8. Disclaimer lang. Habang in-edit ko tong episode na to, na-realize kong yung part na to, 7 and number 8, ay hindi ko na-save. So, I'm recording it again. So, excuse mo. So, number 7, A Piece of Your Mind. It's a romance melodrama series na starring Jung Hae-in and Choi Soo-bin. It's about losing someone important in our life and, alam mo yan, coping and trying to live and trying to love again. So, ang gusto ko dito sa palabas na to, the characters are quiet. Hindi sila loud, colorful characters. But then, they have spirit. Alam mo yun, meron silang character. Ganun. So, the main lead, the girl, is music producer siya. And then, the male lead is a CEO of a company. And, though hindi nakafocus sa work nila yung story, but then it's a factor dun sa kung how they will meet. So, ayun, ayoko magbigay masyadong spoilers, pero it's a melodrama na para sa akin, medyo therapeutic siya nung pinapanood ko. Kasi, ewan ko, parang you get to relate, or kung hindi ka man makarelate dun sa sadness nila or dun sa feelings nila, you get to understand na minsan pala ganito yung feeling ng malungkot or mawala ng someone special, di ba? So, it's a good melodrama and I'm giving it 8 out of 10. So, number 8 naman is Meow, The Secret Boy. So, title pa lang medyo playful na. It's a rom-com drama starring the adorable Kim Yong-soo, L of Infinite, and Shin Ye-yun. So, these two actors, I think, very young pa sila sa acting, but then, marami na silang K-dramang ginanapan na they did so well. Kaya, sinundan ko tong rom-com nila together. This one is a fantasy drama, kasi si lead boy is a cat that turns into a boy. So, nakakabagets yung story. And the main lead is a dog-like girl. So, medyo, siya, playful, spirited. And then, there's this guy na so cat-like. So, character. So, cat. Kasi cat nga siya, di ba? Kulit ko, di ba? So, yun. It's very cutesy, mushy, kumbaga. Nakakakilig siya and meron siyang youthful vibe. And what I enjoyed about it is yung characters nila nagkakaroon ng roller coaster emotions. So, these two main leads and other cast are parang sila sa roller coaster ride ng emotions since it's a fantasy and also a romance drama. So, I'm giving this one 7 out of 10. If you want something na light and nakakakilig, yung parang and full of visuals na mga cast, sobrang gwapo and ganda ng mga characters or actors dito. And very visually appealing siya. So, that's number 8. Meow, The Secret Boy.
So, next naman, number 9 na tayo, Hospital Playlist Season 1. Ngayon pa lang sinasabi ko na, ito yung pinaka-paborito ko sa listahan na to. And Season 1 pa lang siya, so I'm very excited para sa Season 2. It's a slice of life, kind of drama, friendship, comedy, and
nasa medical ano siya field, kumbaga yung drama, starring Jo Jung Suk, Yo Yun Suk, Jung Kyung Hoo, John Mi Do, and Kim Dae Myung. So these are the five leads. And ang story naman itong Hospital Playlist is about five doctors na friends in real life, and their life in general. So kaya ko siya nagustuhan kasi wala siyang solid or wala siyang pinaka-story, pero susundan mo yung story nilang lima. So definitely this is my favorite. It's a simple yet heartwarming story of real friendship and so much more about family, humanity, love, career. And siguro ang nagustuhan ko dito sa drama na to is hindi siya ganun ka dragging na, hindi kasi since ano siya, slice of life, ang simple lang nung parang every episode mareresolve na agad to something new or something, pag move forward agad yung story. So ang honest lang ng palabas. So yung honesty and sincerity ng palabas, yun yung gusto ko. Very funny, very light, and very, kahit light siya, may mga parts na nakakaiyak, and ang sarap lang baunin ng mga life lessons niya. So this one is 9/10. Yay! Next naman, number 10 na tayo is Number 10, When My Love Blooms. So it's a melodrama starring Lee Boyoung and Yoo Ji-tae. Actually, si Lee Boyoung and Yoo Ji-tae, I've watched movies nila, and ang galing nilang mga veteran actors. Medyo ano na sila, I think, anong age na ba sila? Siguro nasa 40s to 50s na sila, if I'm not mistaken. But still, they are so good with their craft. And ang gusto ko naman dito sa When My Love Blooms, I mean, the story pala muna, huwag akong excited. It's a melodrama with two meant to be souls entangled with unfortunate events. Yun yung ginawa kong synopsis. Parang ganun kasing story nila, about two persons na alam mong meant for each other sila, pero life happened. Ganun yung feels. So this one, since melodrama siya, may mga parang unexpected na happenings in their life kung ba't sila magse-separate. Pero what made this K-drama exciting or good is meron siyang backstory. And si Park Jin-young, my God, seven boy. Park Jin-young actor name, and Jun Sonny, sila yung counterpart ng older, sila pala yung younger version ng mga leads. So pinapakita yung life nila during college, nung younger pa sila, then yung life nila nung matanda na sila. So these two, like, parang siyang dalawang story na pinagsama, and somehow pinagdudugtong sila every episode. So ganyan siya. I just fell in love with it, na like how the title says, yung palabas for me, it blooms. Parang dahan-dahan mo siyang magugustuhan. And ang galing lang nung pagkaarte ng mga leads, and yung story niya, I mean, I can't say na common yung story, but then yung aspect na pinapakita yung past and future, ay hindi future, past and present, very well mixed. So I'm giving this, hindi ako biased dahil si Park Jin yung to, pero I'm giving this one 8/10. Kung gusto niyo ng mga drama na unexpected, yung alam mo na yung mangyayari, alam mo na ito yung mangyayari, tapos biglang iba yung nangyayari, this one, parang may mga ganun siyang surprises for me. And yun lang, kung you enjoy both corporate and college type of dramas, this one is for you also. So number 11 is Fix You. Nasa 11 na tayo sa listahan natin. Fix You naman, I watched this during, I think, May to June. And it's a medical drama and slice of life, starring Jung So Min and Shin Ha Kyun. It's a medical drama, but in a different aspect naman. Something about mental health. And it's ang focus niya is yung psychiatric department. So, their patients, their doctors. Kaya para sa akin, naging slice of life siya. Kasi it talks about emotions, about our mental state. And very, ano siya, informative din, in a way, na how we should deal with people with mental health issues, or how we deal with ourselves, diba? So, ang story niya is actually about siya sa isang head doctor sa psychiatric department, and about a girl, a aspiring actress, na merong anger issues, meron siyang anger management issues. So, these two characters will meet, and para sa akin, hindi siya naka-focus sa romance, but more on mental health issues. So, it's a good one if you want to, actually, if gusto nyo si Jung So-min, yung bidang babae, for me, isa to sa pinaka, hindi naman pinaka, isa to sa magaganda niyang dramas. Kasi napanood ko na rin yung mga previous dramas niya. And ang galing niya lang talagang umarte when it comes to heavy dramas. Then, i-divert mo siya to something bright, something, alam mo yun, napaka-versatile niyang actress. So, if you love her, you should watch Fix You. So, next, number 12 na tayo. Number 12 is actually also a medical drama that focused on mental health as well, which is Dinner Mate. It's a rom-com, I could say, starring Song Sung-hun and So Ji-ye. Yeah, si So Ji-ye, siya yung second lead na girl sa Crash Landing on You, and Song Sung-hun, I know, kilala niyo siya pag nakita niyo siya, very magaling na actor since Endless Love One. Siya si Johnny sa mga Filipino viewers. Siya si Johnny sa Endless Love One. So, kasabayan din siya ng Fix You about mental health din. And this one is about a doctor. Si lead guy is a doctor, psychiatric doctor. And then, the lead girl is a content producer. So, nasa media naman yung work niya. So, for me, this one is a bit lighter than Fix You. But it's also meaningful. So, the story is about two strangers who decided to have dinners together while staying strangers. Like, parang, ano lang sila, dinner mate. Parang, kakain lang sila together. Kasi for this doctor, very important yung person na you share your meal with. So, very lovable yung mga characters dito and how the story flows. And I think ang ganda nung pagka-touch niya sa mental health in a way na hindi siya nag-exaggerate, and you'll become more empathetic sa mga patients talaga na who experience these issues. So, I hope you get to see Fix You and Dinner Mate. Both are so great. I'm giving Dinner Mate also 7 over 10. So, ayan. And number 13, lastly, ito yung huling natapos kong K-drama. It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Nag-air siya June to August, and I think we all agree naman na it's one of the good dramas of 2020. Starring Kim So-yoon and So Ji-ye. No, mali. So Ye-ji. Yan, tama na yan. This one is an offbeat romance between a antisocial writer, which is our lead girl, and a selfless guy, together with a lot of its colorful characters and side stories. Na-appreciate ko yung pagka-whimsical ng drama. Like, gusto ko rin yung opening niya, very artsy. Alam mo yun, parang ang ganda nung artistic side nung palabas na to. Since ano siya, writer, children's book writer siya. Ang dami niyang alam mo yun, drawings and artistic na visuals. Actually, naalala ko lang, si Encounter, the series of Song Hye Kyo last year, same creator ng It's Okay to Not Be Okay. So, I think pareho sila ng Encounter na merong ganong side, yung parang artistic na opening. Ang cute lang, pareho. So, this one, ang gusto ko sa drama na to is yung completeness niya overall, which sets the right emotions and healing. Parang pag habang pinapanood mo siya, parang close mo yung mga characters and kilala mo talaga sila. So, this one, I'm giving it 8 over 10. So, kung mahilig ka sa, kung hindi mo pa napapanood tong It's Okay to Not Be Okay, panoorin mo na. I mean, you will love it kasi siya yung, I think, total package, same with Crash Landing on You. Meron silang total packaging ng Korean drama. Like, good visuals, very pleasing visuals, actually, yung mga landscapes and all. And maganda yung story, very fresh and creative pa din, kahit familiar yung feeling. So, I recommend this through 2 dramas. Sa mga gustong magparang ating first Korean drama na papanoorin ko. Ito, maganda tong starter drama. So there, that's the 2020 Korean dramas na natapos ko so far. Kaya may mga ongoing dramas pa and marami pa tayong inaabangan for 2020. And I hope nabigyan ko kayo ng ideas sa kada palabas na na-mention ko. There's 13 of them. And if you're asking if ano yung mga sinimulan ko tapos hindi ko natapos, and it's due to kulang ako sa time, sinimulan ko rin yung The World of the Married, Hi Bye Mama, Taewon Class, Hyena, When the Weather is Fine, Find Me in Your Memory, The King ni Lee Min Ho, The King, Eternal Monarch, Extracurricular, and Mystic Pop-Up Bar. So if I finish tong mga na-mention kong hindi ko natapos, hopefully matapos ko sila, I could also give my reviews about them. So that's it for this episode. I hope hindi kayo masyadong nabagot sa mga pinagsasabi ko and umabot kayo dito sa dulo na to. Congratulations! Congratulations! Nocham de dane! Charot! Kung alam niyo yung song na yun, congratulations din. Okay, that's it for today. Until next week. Bye!